One thing that was great, Mitch, about being down in Florida was the great weather, and the beaches were alive, and people were down there in Florida, and that kind of is a harbinger of spring. But also that means the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue hit our mailboxes in the last couple of weeks, and just kind of wondering your opinion on that, and then your opinion on the people that are still quote unquote offended by the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Number one, pretty cool. You know, they have the three different covers of Kate Upton. I got the one I wanted in the mail out of the three. I got the one that I wanted. So, you know, that's the one where she's standing up and kind of covering herself, oh, so subtly. I have no problem with this. This is what the swimsuit edition is supposed to be about. It's all about titillation. That's why it's the best seller, right?
Comes out every February. There's always some surprises in it. This year, three tennis players were in it, and they heard from you know, maybe good and bad from some of the tennis fans why they do that, and just kind of, is that objectifying women? Is it helping the sport? You know, there's varying opinions on that.
Wait, we're still not going to talk about Kate Upton? I thought we were going to continue there.
Well, she's not really an athlete, is she? I mean,
She's engaged to one, right?
Well, that's true. That's her. She's got a big connection to the world of sports, more than just Sports
There
Illustrated.
you go. And
we'll
hey,
let people, we'll let people get their own issues and
wait a
make
minute.
Their own
Wait a minute.
About
She
that.
she's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated before with the Upton brothers. Let's not forget. She ended up being the best of the three Uptons.
Did that ruin the Upton brothers? Is what I want to know.
Certainly ruined BJ. That much I can tell you. You know, also, you talked about the others that are in this magazine. And, you know, Serena looked good in this edition, and Caroline Wozniacki. And who else was it? Who was the third tennis player? Oh, your friend, Jenny Bouchard.
Yeah, I had a meeting this week, and I walked in, and people said, "How's your girlfriend
Your
doing?" I said, "What are you talking
friends,
about?"
man. Tell me. She's hotter in person, right, Rick?
Well, she was really nice. I mean, we were mixed doubles partners. I have to be neutral in this whole thing.
I don't.
Because I will be seeing her again next week. She's playing in the event again that I'm the media event out at Indian Wells that I'm playing
you.
In. So I don't know if I'll be partnered with her again. They tend to switch the partners up each year out there, but she was real friendly. And what I remember most about when we won that match out there, Mitch, was at the end of the match, she hugged me or shook my hand, and she goes, "You played better than me." And I know,
oh yeah,
you
told me. Yeah.
She was just being nice to me, I think. But yeah, she was nice, and it's fun, and I think it's good for the women's tennis. Tennis in general got a little bit of a boost out of them being in that issue.
I had no problem whatsoever them being in it. I thought they all, you know, looked fine, you know, in bathing suits. It was, you know, really cool. And a couple of quick other thoughts. Christy Brinkley, I mean, come on. Unbelievable. Christy Brinkley in this with her two daughters. She's 63, I believe. And I will tell you, my favorite in the whole magazine, though, is Vita Sirokina. She looks just like Anna Kournikova. And she's towards the back of the edition, Rick, just to give you the quick tidbit to look for her, okay? She's actually on page.
I thought maybe you would know the exact page.
Yeah, I'm giving it to you right now. She's on page 154 and 159.
Okay, we'll check that out. We'll have the listeners check that out.
All right.
I'm bringing my issue out to Indian Wells to have Jeannie autograph it for me. So,
that would be very cool. Wow, look at you. Yeah. Name dropping now.
So that'll be.
Even though I talked about it, that's kind of like a name dropping move.
Well, we're on a first name. You know, we know each other, Jeannie. I mean,
absolutely.
We're on a first name basis, so it's all fun. And Mitch, before we wrap up, we're getting to the end. Do you have a tech pick this week? I know that the listeners are. Have been beckoning for you to make another pick.
Well, here it comes. Okay, now if you know me, you know me. I'm a big Under Armour guy. I wear a lot of Under Armour clothes, whatever it might be. And there's this one particular item now that's it's called Recover Sleepwear. So if you're an athlete or if you're worked out, you're working out, and then you come home and you're ready to retire for the evening, there's clothing that can help you recover. And Tom Brady is the guy who helped develop this line of sleepwear that helps you recover from the stress that they put on the body. It uses something, get this, high technology here, TB12 technology. I wonder what that stands for. And it means that the print on the inside of the PJs absorbs natural heat from your body and reflects what's called far infrared back into your skin. And Under Armour says that it speeds up recovery as a result and lets you sleep better. And we're talking about shirts and pants, cost between $60 and $100, and you can get them right there on the Under Armour website.
I was able to get a preview of those exact items out at the Consumer Electronics.
You did?
So, with Under Armour out there. I do not have a shirt or a pair of pants of this to try, but I was able to see it. I'm not sure if it's actually, I think it probably is available now. Wasn't quite available, I think, then, but they were promoting it. They had a big booth with big images of Tom Brady wearing it, and we're onto something.
We're promoting it right now. I think they should hook us up.
Well, I know some people at Under Armour, so we'll
send them the link. Send them the link to this podcast and let them hear us, me talking up Tom Brady and the Under Armour Recover sleepwear.
What size are you, Mitch? Large?
No, stop that. Come on, I'm in shape. I'm medium. I'm a little guy. Hey, when Under Armour first started out, and I was, you know, covering the Falcons on a regular basis between like 2004 and 2003, 2007, Patrick Kearney, I'd come into the locker room all the time, and I was always wearing Under Armour golf shirts. And he was like, buddy, Mitch, you have an endorsement with Under Armour? Because he did. He was an Under Armour endorser.
Right.
I was like, no, come on, hook a brother up here, PK. Never got that, though.
Under Armour stuff is fantastic. And we'll have to talk about Under Armour some show. No company has made bigger strides in a shorter amount of time than Under Armour has. And it's just the company's a great story itself. And just like us, they're on the cutting edge of technology. And Mitch, that brings to close another episode. Well, I mean, you're giving your tech pick each week. So you're now a expert, we'll call you. So it's all fair in love and tech. So Mitch, thanks for taking time and doing this again this week.
Hey, I got to follow in your shoes. I got to make you proud. You're like my Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know what I'm saying?
Just don't stub your toe in the Marriott in Boca Raton.
Way to go, Rick.
Thanks, Mitch. Talk to you next week.
You got it, man. Looking forward to it.